This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The State Health Department warns COVID-19 hospitalizations could exceed capacity in the coming weeks. Here's CPR's John Daly.
State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says transmission, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have all been rising recently, and models show the peak of this wave won't come for weeks.
COVID-19 hospital demand will increase until late December and could potentially exceed our current hospital capacity.
The test positivity rate is above 20% in some pockets of the state, well above the level that signals trouble. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Polis has approved almost $20 million to pay private hospitals to help restore jail inmates to competence before their court dates. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Hundreds of people have been waiting weeks and months in jail across the state after being deemed incompetent to face the criminal charges filed against them. It's been an ongoing problem in Colorado, and state officials are under a federal court order to treat people faster. Wait times have lengthened since the start of the pandemic. State officials say the orders for competency evaluations have more than doubled since 2019, and the state hospital in Pueblo is significantly understaffed. The new money will go to private hospitals and mental health wards that can take people in more quickly. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Today is Veterans Day, and with proof of their service, veterans, National Guard, and active duty military members get free admission to any Colorado state park. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.